Participation. You have a right to take an active role in your health care and to be included in decisions and choices about your care. You have a right to participate as fully as you wish in decisions about your care and treatment. Your health care provider should give you all the information you need to make informed decisions, the opportunity to ask questions, and time to talk to your carers, family, and friends before making decisions. You have a right to have your family, other carers, or chosen support person involved in your care. With your consent, they can also receive information and be involved in making decisions about your care with you. You have a right to refuse treatment. However, there are circumstances in which you may be regarded as unable to give informed consent or to refuse treatment. You have a right to appoint someone to make medical decisions for you in the event that you lose the capacity to do so. For more information, please contact the Office of the Public Advocate. See the back of this brochure for contact details. If you are a hospital patient, you have a right to be involved in the decision about how and when you leave hospital. Before you leave, the hospital should discuss what healthcare services you may need after you leave hospital and refer you to them. You have a right to participate in decisions about your ongoing care. Your GP should also be involved. You may discharge yourself against your doctor's advice, but you may be asked to sign a form accepting responsibility for this. There are many opportunities to participate in the planning, design, and evaluation of public healthcare services. Many organizations take into account consumers' experiences and ideas about their service when making improvements. You have a right to share your views, for example, by filling in surveys, joining a community advisory committee, writing letters, or telling staff about your experience. Both negative and positive feedback is useful.